Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm talking with Mary Mae Smith of The Art Jam. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
So how did you develop your interest in art and painting and all the many things you do?
So I was in high school, late high school, and I was in the band and I was learning lots of things about music, and that was going to be my direction in life. And suddenly I lost all hearing in my left ear. So I couldn't make music anymore. So I transferred over to the art classes. I did art one and art two, and in the advanced class, I had a teacher, and I don't think she liked me very much. And she said some things that, you know, 16, 17-year-old probably shouldn't hear. She called my work trite and kitschy, and I took offense to that, and I decided I would prove her wrong by becoming a professional artist. And I think, you know, I've done that now, and I'm not fueled by that spite anymore, but that's how I got into art, is I wanted to prove somebody wrong.
I mean, honestly, I think that's a good reason to do just about anything. So you do a lot of different things.
So many.
There's painting, you run the art jam, you do all the posters for the music series that Hip Cookville puts on. What's kind of your favorite of those? And when you're starting a new project, how do you get going with it?
So with any project, I do a lot of research. I often do more research than I do art, which can be an issue, but it's a lot of fun. And I love learning about what it is that I'm going to be creating. And I'm not sure what my favorite thing is. I love making posters for Hip Cookville, though, but I do a lot of commission work. Folks will approach me with an idea, and we'll talk about it, and I will create something based on that idea. And whenever they receive the final piece and I get to see their reaction, that's probably my favorite part. So making things for other people is probably my favorite part.
I think just about every artist can relate to that. I know I can for sure. What are you working on currently?
So I have a secret project, and this is the first time I've told anybody, but it doesn't have a name yet. But all I can tell you is that it's about knights, like knights in shining armor, and magic and mythical creatures.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I'm ecstatic.
I enjoy mythical creatures and magic. So as you're starting a new project and everything, I know you're doing a lot of research, but where are you getting your inspiration for how you're getting started?
That's a tough one, because inspiration comes from everything. It could be something that someone said to me. It could be something I saw online, something in a book. But usually, my biggest inspiration is just going outside and, getting a sense of adventure. If I'm stuck on something, usually my partner and I will go camping. Because there's something magical about camping. But being outside and finding something new is always my inspiration.
I find the outdoors does the same thing for me. So it's always nice to see where we as artists connect, even when we're doing something very different from each other.
Oh, yeah. And I kind of see the irony in all of my stuff, or a large percentage of my stuff being digital, and me talking about going outside all the time.
That's fair, but also, I mean, I get it, because you get your inspiration from so many places. It's like I find a lot of mine in music, and I'm taking pictures of nature. So where does that come from? But so one thing I've really enjoyed seeing around town is all the different murals you've worked on in places you wouldn't expect them. And I guess that kind of goes with digital art and nature. I like the juxtaposition of dumpsters and butterflies. So how did you get started working on things like that?
So with the, I think it's Spring Street murals, I was approached by the team that was putting it together. And we decided that we wanted to bring education to a place that, education and beauty to a place that doesn't necessarily have either of those things. So the mural there is the life cycle of a butterfly, which is one of the most beautiful things, you know, in nature. But each different dumpster shows a different stage of the monarch butterfly's lifetime. And we wanted to encourage people to, you know, take care of the planet. That's definitely something we should do. I just wanted to beautify an area that didn't necessarily have any beauty to it just yet.
We'll be right back with Cookeville artist Mary Mae Smith on the scene.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm Andrea Kruska, here with Mary Mae Smith. Mary, we were talking about some of the projects you've worked on. Where do you get your inspiration for all your different work?
Let's see, I've probably got a few major inspirations. The first of which is my community, my local community, and my online community. If ever I'm feeling stuck, I know I can count on them to help me out and give me some inspiration. I really am inspired by music. I listen to, and a lot of people will say, I listen to everything. No, I actually listen to everything. Of course, I am always inspired by going on an adventure, whatever that might look like, whether it's literally climbing a mountain or just going out and getting food with friends.
So you love all music. What would you say are a couple of your favorite things that have inspired pieces you've done before?
So I listen to something called hardcore. And it sounds exactly like what a sugar brush tastes like. So when I created a lot of my very sugary, sweet, kawaii kind of pieces, I will listen to that. I will also listen to sad, like bluegrass music, and I'll get a little bit of that Appalachia going, something a little bit more moody. And I've created a few pieces based on that. And there's all kinds of in-betweens. but usually whatever kind of mood I'm in, I can find some kind of music and it will kind of push me in the right direction for whatever art piece that I'm trying to make.
That is so interesting. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say it quite like that before because of how we get inspiration, but that's really cool how you do that.
Thank you.
Speaking of musicians and Appalachia and this local community, who would you say some of your favorite artists, musicians, just creators in this region are?
In this region, that's tough. I have a friend named Dale, and he creates some of the most wild things I've ever seen, and I'm always excited to see what he's got in store. I also adore my artist group. We are the Gay Little Trees. We show at Pride events around. We're a queer group. And they are incredible. And I always love seeing what they can create. I love seeing all of the local community, honestly. I'm just a big fan of art, if I'm being honest. I love everything from, my friend Tori, they go by Pa Tori, so pottery. They make ceramics, and they're incredible. And I love all of their stuff. I love my illustrators that are in the Gay Little Trees and the folks that come to Art Scrawl, which is our artist hangout over at the Art Jam. I just love art, and I love the community around here.
It's a pretty incredible one, I would say. We've got so many different types of artists and just so many in general. How would you say that the community and the culture here in the Upper Cumberland has influenced what you do?
I'd say the opposite. I think I've had an impact on it just by creating events like the Art Scrawl and like Gay Little Trees that give accessibility to artists that might be, I don't want to say shy, but maybe they don't have the connections that they have to enter the community. I work as an art teacher in the art jam, giving out not only painting lessons, but also drawing lessons and more art lessons. And I feel like I can help foster that love for art, whether people want to do it as like their profession or they just want to create something.
If someone's interested in developing that hobby, what would you say to them to get them started?
I would first say just start. Because a lot of people are just like, oh, I'm not talented. I can't do that. But you absolutely can. Anybody can pick up a pencil or a paintbrush and create something. But once you've found something that you're interested in, go to YouTube. Because that's where all of the knowledge is now. And if you get stuck, come to me. Because I do private lessons and I teach all kinds of workshops and I can get you started. Or if you have a mentor, go to them.
We'll be right back on the scene talking to Cookeville artist Mary Mae Smith. I'm chatting with Cookeville artist Mary Mae Smith on the scene. Mary, you've talked a lot about how to get started, where your interest came from, your different inspirations. What do you hope people are getting from your work? Like, what are they taking away?
It's a lot of things. When I make the posters for Hip Cookeville, I hope that you're excited about whatever show that we're bringing. If I'm doing a commission for you, I hope you're pleased with the results. I hope that people get a sense of pride at something that was just an idea that I was able to create for them. And if it's something that I've made, I hope that you get the sense of reverence that I put into my work for whatever subject it may be.
Is there something that sticks out in your mind as maybe like the best thing or your favorite thing or the most emotional thing you've ever done?
Well, the first one that comes to mind is I do a lot of pet memorial paintings. And I know that's it's very, very sad, but it's something that people can hold on to once they've lost their friend. And that kind of emotional impact, I'm happy I can give them something to hold on to.
I can just imagine because I'm thinking in my head of going through that situation myself and it's almost making me cry. So
oh, I'm sorry.
We're going to move on from that. but that is such a beautiful thing to do. And I know I've seen some of those on your Instagram and they're just incredible.
Thank you.
So I know you've started talking about you have a secret project you're working on. So I know you can't give us any real details about that, but what else is coming up in store for you?
So much. I'm very much booked. But as far as stuff coming up for me, I have a ton of shows. So many in the spring. I have a lot of merchandise that I'm going to be showing off. So if you've been wanting to get my art on, I don't know, tote bags, buttons, all kinds of fun stuff, I'm going to have that coming out soon. But as far as personal projects, they tend to take a little bit of a backseat to a lot of the commission work I do. But that I'm always excited to create something for somebody else. So I have so much.
That sounds like a lot. With the commissions, I know you talked about the memorial ones, but are there other ones that stick out as things that people were just either really pleased with or maybe even something that someone just hated?
I guess I could tell you about the time someone hated it so much they sent most of a European country after me.
What?
So they I posted their art. They were like, okay, this is good. I think there was a language barrier there. But then a lot of people from this little Austrian city decided to send me some hate mail over it because they didn't like it. So that was fun. And an interesting experience because the language barrier made their insults really funny. So that was great. But on the flip side of that, I love when people approach me with an idea to give to someone else. One of the things I get to do a lot is couples art. So something for our anniversary or something for our wedding. I do a lot of wedding pieces for folks. And that's just wonderful. I love love, I guess. It's just gorgeous to see.
I love that. And what better way to kind of contribute to someone's important days than giving them something they'll always have. If someone's interested in getting a commission like that or looking at all your different kind of merch, where can people find you?
So I can be found everywhere for my personal and commission art at Alien Mary May. You can type that into Google. You'll get my Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and my Twitch. I do stream Mondays and Tuesdays all of the art that is commissioned of me.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the scene today, Mary May.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.